Guilford County Commissioners will hold a hearing tonight about a plan for a downtown baseball stadium in High Point. Naomi Prelo reports leaders and members of the public disagree on how to fund the project.
Baseball is supposed to be America's favorite pastime, but the plans for a $30 million stadium in High Point have sparked a lot of debate.
And this is the first time I've seen us really put a focus on what's needed for the people that live here throughout the year.
They're going to take that area, and it moves the people that have lived there for years. It moves them out of their comfort zone.
And a catalyst is something that will be a shot in the arm for this city to grow.
I think the part of it being paid for is just smoke and mirrors. I think it's going to cost us. And if it's going to cost us money, we should get the option to vote.
Those are the voices of BJ Clary, Pamela Gill, Frank Thomas, and Dee Stover. They attended a public hearing about the stadium earlier this week in High Point. The project will take up 649 acres downtown. It will also include a children's museum, a park, and an event center. Doyle Early is the chairman of Forward High Point. It's a nonprofit that promotes downtown economic development. He says the city needs this plan, especially since an old event space became a part of the High Point furniture market.
From 2012 to 2016, we lost almost $125 million in tax value. Both the city and the county are losing tax revenue.
If implemented, not only will downtown High Point gain the multi-use stadium, there will also be other amenities like a brewery, a theater, shops, and restaurants. High Point University President Nito Cobain raised $50 million for the project. Other Triad developers plan to build hotels and apartments in the area. However, Early says they won't get any of this if they don't get the stadium first.
The economic development that is spurred by catalyst projects such as a downtown stadium is a proven entity right now. It's working everywhere.
Within the past 6 months, Kannapolis, Gastonia, and Fayetteville have all agreed to build stadiums. If High Point gets the go-ahead, this will be the 15th stadium in North Carolina. But there's still apprehension surrounding the plan from Guilford County commissioners and other area leaders. Donald Bryson is the state director for the Americans for Prosperity think tank. He says a stadium should be built, but only with private funds.
Is it really the role of the city of High Point and Guilford County to fund a baseball stadium? And I think that if you ask taxpayers from a taxpayer point of view, the answer is absolutely not.
The city will own the stadium and has already allocated $15 million to buy the land for it. It would take between 15 to 20 years to pay back the loan, with some of the money coming from surcharges on tickets and parking. But Bryson says city and county leaders' priorities should be elsewhere, like roads and public education and law enforcement, and that they should consider all residents of Guilford County.
I don't know why people in McLeansville up in northeastern Guilford County are going to be asked to pay their tax money to High Point for a baseball stadium in High Point. It's just an inappropriate use of government money.
Another public hearing by the Guilford County Commission will be held tonight at 5:30 p.m. Doyle Early says downtown High Point desperately needs a project like this to sustain the city year-round.
We have the furniture market in High Point, which is vibrant and extraordinary for twice a year. But then in between those spikes, economically, downtown High Point is dead.
The tentative open date for the stadium is May 2019. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.